I was thinking about this lesson for tonight. Nothing exciting, nothing fancy, but a lot of you guys went back to school here in the last couple of weeks. Brother Decker had you guys come down last Sunday and get prayed for. He prayed for all the youth in college, in high school, homeschool, whatever school. He brought you down there. And I've been thinking about, before you guys went back, there was so much preparation with back to school sales and no tax on certain days and shoe sales, and because they know you guys are excited about going back to school and you guys want to spend money and get ready, new backpacks and lunch boxes, and I don't know what you guys, not probably lunch boxes, you get free lunches now. I've seen them, they're rough. But anyway, a lot of preparation for going back to school. But guess what? The devil was preparing too. He had back to school sin already. And I thought, you know what? That's just like the devil. No matter what, they go to school, go to college, go to work, he's ready too. And I studied my Bible this week on Ephesians chapter 5. It's probably one of my favorite chapters. Just typically we think it's Paul probably writing it to the church there in Ephesus. The Ephesians people, but Ephesians chapter 5, we're just going to kind of go over a few of these verses here. But verse number 1 starts with, "Be followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for sweet-smelling savor. All right, so then we start with some of these temptations. Oh man, this is going to be rough, right? Versus, what are some of the items that you don't see at home or at church on a regular basis that you deal with constantly at school, maybe at work? Something you don't ever see at your house, maybe at church, but you see it all the time at school. And at work. What do you guys, anything?
Excessive profanity.
Oh, what? What school do you go to? Yes. He hasn't even read the next verse yet. Anything else? Nothing else. Brothers Jalecki, yes. Lauren?
Vaping.
Vaping. That's a problem at your school?
No.
Did you read my notes? Okay. I'm not kidding. Language, number 1. Vaping, number 2. All right. Continuing on. And then maybe I'll get more than the last two. Verse number 3. What do you think? But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh the saints. So I have a young man who lives beside me in my right down the street from me. He's a really great guy. Unfortunately, his wife is going to be, or his girlfriend's going to be having her second child, and he's only 16. So he is dealing with this one. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetous, let it not once be named among you. That's so embarrassing for him and his family and his grandparents, his mom. But we're going to continue on. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of God and Christ. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. So don't have anything to do with this activity. So, you guys just mentioned a couple of the items, and then I read in the Bible here, constantly at school, constantly at work, the sexual immorality, people are always talking about lewd things, lust, greed, filthiness, coarse talk. I mean, that's what it says there in the Bible. If you look in the Amplified, it mentions coarse talk, obscene or vulgar joking, inappropriate activity. Verse 7 says, don't associate yourself with them. It is so easy just to fall right into with them. Just if that language is there, just kind of, hey, yeah, just act like that's funny, and that vulgar activity. This was written somewhere around 1,500 years ago or more, right? 1,500 years ago, you would have thought these guys would have been wearing scarves and headscarves and turbans and never heard of this kind of stuff. But apparently, they had the same problem that they're having in high school years later. Vulgar talk, sexual immorality, lust, greed. Just amazing how this continues to be a pattern. Why? Because the devil knows that this stuff, people fall for it, right? It's so easy, and even at the youngest person in here probably has been around a lot of filth, even in elementary, how it's so easy to pick up on that bad language and the talking. It just, that's just a way of life for some people. Bad company. What is bad company?
A rock group.
Rock group. All right, so you think that Paul was talking about not listening to the bad company because it's bad music. I don't even know one song they sing. I'm going to guess they had big hair. Probably in the 80s. Bad company. Ooh, man, that's a good question. What is bad company? So think to yourself, maybe there's some kids that you know, some guys that you know. Maybe you go to the break room at work and you sit down beside him, and maybe that's bad company. Maybe you can find a different group to sit by at lunch break or something. At the lunchroom, they're the group that's always getting themselves in trouble. When I was in school, I had some kids that I hung around that was probably bad company, and I quickly moved away from them. Anybody got an amen for that one?
Amen.
All right. So you do not want to hang around bad company. That's exactly what the Bible says here. Immorality, what is that? That's just doing things that you shouldn't be doing with maybe your girlfriend or your boyfriend. They probably have rules at your school. I know they did at the school that I went to. I didn't see a lot of kids getting in trouble, but like, they'd always say, like, separate, get apart, quit holding hands, quit laying on each other, right? Whatever other things people do on the wall, you know, they're like always cuddled up, hugging and stuff. None of you guys went to Lakewood, but they do have a like a center area. I can't even remember what we would call it. Maybe like the center of the school, outside of the cafeteria. But they called it like the where all the couples that were dating would hang out there. I don't even know what it's called. In between class, they would just all go down there and hang out together. But they'd always have to come, kind of keep an eye on them, that group there. The love pit or something, I don't know. Don't go down there, right? There's probably one like at every school, right? An area, maybe, I don't know. The gym, I'm guessing. Juliana, what was it in Newark?
The Dome.
The Dome, okay. So, yeah, she knew. Don't go hang out there with your friends. Stay away from it. Every person has a bad food that they're tempted to eat. And they know, I got to stay away from peanut M&Ms for me. I love peanut M&Ms. I mean, I can have some, but I got to stay away from it because I'll eat the whole bag. Well, the same way it is with sin. The devil knows something that Brother Steve has a problem with. Brother Chris has a problem with, Sister Victoria has a problem with, and he's going to not, hey, they have a problem with that, so I'm going to avoid that. No, he's going to come right at you with peanut M&Ms. It's not a sin, but I'm going to say with your sin. He's going to come right at me with vaping, if that's my problem. It's not. I've never even considered it, but if that's what your problem is, or language, right? We talked about that. If you have a problem with using inappropriate words, saying, we're having a problem right now in my family with, oh my goodness. But sometimes it doesn't come out that way because so many people say that. I never caught on to it. I never heard it. But there's some other people in my family that have caught on to that and they want to repeat that. And we're like working on that right now. We don't say that to the point now that every time someone says, praise the Lord, really appreciate God, now he's like, you don't say that. So he's got to the point where he knows you don't say the word God, and we didn't have to explain to him. Now you want to do it in a praise way, not a negative way. So he's catching on, right? At 3 years old, he knows he's already picking up bad words. So you guys are all much older than three, and so I'm sure you guys are catching up on some bad words. And it's easy to fall into that category if you hear it a lot. Using bad clothing or wearing bad clothing because it's just the cool thing. Thankfully, when I was at Lakewood, everyone wore hoodies and long pants. I mean, I was just, they really wore good clothes. I didn't see too many individuals that wear bad clothing. Verse number 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now you are in light. Walk as children of light. So once we were in darkness, now we're in the light, right? So live like you've always been in the light. So when you guys give your heart to the Lord, don't walk around like, I'm kind of like the old man, the old woman, and the new man, the new woman. Walk like you've always been in the light, right? My brother has a friend who was born in another country, and we've worked with him quite a bit. And he acts like he was born in America, right? He drives crazy like an American. He buys what he wants. He goes where he needs to go. I mean, if you hear him talk, you know right away he's from Czechoslovakia. It's like a really rough English. But he has taught himself. He acts like he's American. He makes fun of everyone who's not American. And he's not. So we were in a job actually like 2 weeks ago, and we ran into a Polish gentleman and another person from Czech, and he was so excited because he does not know anybody from Czech. And so then Friday, when my brother and I were supposed to meet up with him, and he didn't know, so he just went to that job because he wanted to talk to the guy from Czech, because he has to speak English all the time. So you got to understand, if you went to Czech and you met one American, how you'd want to hang out with that American all the time just so you could talk to him. But when you come out of darkness and you come into Christianity and come into the light, you want to act like you've always been in the light, right? You want to get rid of anything that was like darkness. Enjoy your freedom as a Christian. Buy what you want as a Christian. Enjoy living right. What you need to do. Go where you need to go as a Christian, right? You want to live right? You want to shine your light. Living in the light becomes natural. If I came in here tonight wearing heels and feminine clothing, I would not be the normal. I would not be walking in here normal. This is my normal attire, right? Plaid shirt, long black pants. I don't say khaki pants and black pants. But this is my normal attire. I've had this probably shirt for 10 years. This is what I wear. But if I came in here wearing my wife's clothing, you guys would be like, what is going on? That's not natural, right? You want to wear what's natural as a Christian. If some of you guys came in here with some bellies hanging out and some muscles hanging out, that's not normal. Christian activity. Is it easy to do that at school because everyone else is maybe showing off their midriff? I did notice a lot of girls was like, I know. You and I are in the same boat, brother. You're lucky. But there is some problem with some young people doing that. So, okay, let's go to verse number 9 and 10. For the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. So, youth meetings, church services is great places to understand what is pleasing to the Lord. You guys are here tonight because you want to get a little bit more closer to the Lord. You want to please the Lord. If you want to please yourself, you would have probably slept in a little bit longer. You would have taken a nap, maybe went to a coffee shop and hung out with a couple of your friends. But you guys came here because you want to be pleasing to the Lord. You want to have acceptable behavior to God. When someone tells you that your son or your daughter actions were terrific in Sunday school this morning, I get excited. And that's the same way it is when God hears, yo, Brother Chris was doing a really good job in youth service tonight. God is excited. He was excited when he looks down and sees that. I remember when one of my friends was named the top citizen at Licking Valley in eighth grade. I don't remember what the award's called. Middle school has an award called like the, is it the Citizen of the Year?
Citizen of the Month.
Well, it was the whole entire year. It was like at the very end of the year, they had like an award ceremony. Did any guys remember that? Mr. Tharp has done passed away. He was a principal back when I was there. But anyway, one of my young people from church that went with me, he was named the student of the school, and I just was so proud of him. He had such a good showing, and he still does even today. All right, verse number 11. And have no fellowship, ooh boy, with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. I didn't really want to get too much on the end of that. It's more like a Karen, but reproving people where you're rebutting them, telling on them. I don't want you guys to become tattletales, but what they're saying is, if someone's doing something that is wrong, like, I don't want to be a part of this. I see where this is going, and count me out, right? Don't participate in worthless and unproductive activities that are of dark nature. You shouldn't go near bars, clubs, Lost Land concerts, Red Eye beer docks, right? I don't want to drive by Mount Vernon Road and see you in line. Even if you're only drinking an energy drink, trying to just fit in, what's going to be in my mind? He must be getting some vapes. He's probably there getting some alcohol, right? I don't want to see you guys there. It's going to suck you into darkness. There's nothing wrong if you did go in there. I've been in there once to get fishing worms. But if you guys saw me there on a regular basis, you're going to say, what is he doing? And there he is again. There he is again. And it's going to become kind of pulling me down a dark path. Not to the Lost Lands concert to get the worms. I'm talking to the Red Eye drive-through. What's that?
So you don't have to be close to that to hear that.
Yeah. They did turn the volume down this year. So I can't hear it in my house this week. All right. It is going to suck you into that darkness fast, and that's what happens. And you start kind of heading toward it because your light starts dimming. You just kind of fade into the darkness. Have moral courage, personal integrity, and godly character. That's what verse 11 is talking about. Moral courage. These are deep thoughts. Moral courage, personal integrity, and godly character. This is straight from the Amplified Bible. All right, verse number 12. For it is a shame even to speak of these things which are done of them in secret. So, sometimes Brother Decker and myself, Brother Strelecki, we have never came out and said some of the dirtiest, bad things that people have done in darkness, because it's a shame to even talk about it, right? I don't say some things you shouldn't. I mean, you just know that. Your mom and dad don't have to say, you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that. You know that is terrible. That's really bad. And that's what they're talking about here in the Bible. Just don't even go anywhere close to them. But continuing on, it's a disgrace to even discuss it. God's light's going to expose them. When I get in my Bible, I may not feel different, but I know it's pushing me out of that darkness, right? Anything's coming over me, any gloominess, any depression, any thoughts coming around me, it is lighting me up spiritually, and I love that feeling, just of feeling encouraged by reading the Bible. So how should we live? We're almost done. What I may have done is skipped over a page of my notes, which would be great for you guys. All right, verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all the things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. So we'll stop there. So that basically is just how we should live, right? We should be filled with the Spirit. We don't have to be filled with the wine spirit, is what they're saying there. Because have you ever seen someone on wine or maybe on drugs or some other items? They're acting odd, and you can catch on to it. They're giggling. My wife's not here. We have a person we deal with quite a bit that's on some things, and you can kind of tell they're in a spirit, but it's not the Holy Spirit, right? You can see that coming on. So speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns. So you guys here today have the luxury of a radio. When Paul was writing this at the time, he didn't probably have a MP3 player, a phone, anything other than singing. So he would have to sing the psalms, sing the hymns, spiritual songs. We have the luxury of listening to good, wholesome stuff here today. I mean, it's a lazy if you have no excuse to listen to something wholesome. I'm going to pick up my son here. My wife may have picked him up. All right, story hour. Giving thanks always for things unto God in the name of the Father. So I want you guys to live with honor, purpose, and courage. Do you feel like you can move up closer to the light of God, to God's light? Stay away from anything questionable activities. Stay away from questionable people. One of these days, you guys are going to be in your 40s, and you're going to look back and like, wow, that person was in a youth group, but they were very questionable. I'm kind of glad I didn't hang around them. But especially at school and work, is what I'm thinking. Do you need to clear up some things with God, even after tonight's thoughts? I'm just kind of provoking your thoughts right now, tonight. Maybe something you've been hanging around, something you've been doing, maybe isn't godly. I only mentioned a couple things that was here in the scriptures. I really appreciate Brother Steve giving me one, and Lauren gave me one, but there's a whole lot more out there. Things that are pulling you in at temptations at school. Be an imitator of God. I want to kind of finish with that thought. Just be an imitator of God. So you're going to be kind of like a little light that God would be shining at wherever school you are, wherever church you are, or at work you are. Just be an imitator of God that they can say, wow, he is just what I want to be. He is wholesome, he's godly, and I really think that it's going to show. What you guys doing together as a youth group, the ones of you that Brother Steve just read them thank you letters, that is the hand of God, right? God can't physically bring down flowers and bring down candy and fruit. But he's having one of his children do it. And I really appreciate you guys kind of reaching out and doing that. Those of you that got the piano and went over to visit Sister Betty, she really appreciated it. And she wants to share with other people. And that was awesome. So I really appreciate you guys being an imitator of God.